Mishnah Pet. Klei Glolim, Klei Adama, Sherosh Micham, Lotik to him, Eine Machshim et Azroim. We said this plastic flower pot and the like is considered not Mechuba Lakak, and therefore, if you have a plant growing in there, it's Mechabal Tuma, and also, if water falls on that, that food becomes Mulsher Lakabal Tuma, so it's susceptible for becoming tummy, tuma with touches. But if the flower pot was made out of animal droppings or earth, then that is not considered a flower pot which is not connected to the ground. The glowing, the droppings and the earth are considered extension of the ground underneath it, and therefore whatever is growing in this type of flower pot that is made out of the animal droppings or earth is considered growing in the ground underneath it, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tuma or Hefsher. Otis Nokuf, the same thing applies for a flower pot even if it's made out of plastic. It has a hole on the bottom. It's also considered connected to the ground, and therefore in the Mashas Hazroim, that which is growing in it will not become tummy or become Mulsher Mekabel Tuma. The She'eino Nokuf Mashas Es Hazroim. Does not have a hole on the bottom, like we mentioned before, then consider disconnected from the ground, and whatever grows in that is considered that it's not in the ground anymore, and it can become tummy, and it can become mulcher by these liquids to eventually become tummy. Kamu shir shel nekev, what is the size of this hole in order to be considered an otsus nokev? Kidei sheyetu lo yishar shkofim. So not the hole, the size of for a small root to come out of it. Mil'ohu ofer ad sotay. If another situation is you filled up the flower pot completely to the rim, so now we don't, when you look inside of it, you don't see the flower pot, it's completely covered with earth. Arik establishing lo leaves vase. Because if it's on some type of plate that does not have any rim around it, and that type of plate which is full of earth, we treat the earth on top of it as being also a machuba lakafi, connected to the ground, it's not mekabel tuma. It's important to know these halachas, like we said before. It's no getting of the Shabbos connected to the ground, you're not allowed to pick it up on Shabbos. Whereas it's not connected to the ground, you are allowed to pick it up. No getting of the orla, shumat the maizah. So whenever you're buying a flower pot in Eretz Yisrael that has food inside of it, you should ask for Shabbos.